one thing about Occupy LA is that it is has not become self-conscious as it has in New York or in Boston. We still have a lot of people who are sort of just still driving around, still like.
Los Angeles became the first city to officially endorse the Occupy movement when its city council unanimously passed the resolution recognizing Occupy LA's right to camp out on the lawns in front of City Hall. Council members had glowing words for Occupy LA.
These are things worthy of protest, and I thank you for speaking out and helping move the debate forward.
And many of the protesters had equally glowing words for their city government.
They saw it as a vibrant expression of our First Amendment rights, and we wanted that because we've had such a good relationship with the LAPD.
I feel really happy about that because it's showing the support from the government for what we're doing.
I think it's great. I think that what's happening is we're actually working with the local governments.
So, is the Occupy movement unashamedly pro-government, or is there room for libertarian sentiment within it? The answer is, well, it's complicated.
The last four elections, I actually voted libertarian. I will not vote Democratic or Republican. I don't trust my government anymore.
This movement is not anti-politics, nor is it anti-politicians. It's about people participating in their rights as citizens of this country.
I think that the government's going to try to, certain politicians are going to try to side with us so they can use it to their advantage or political advantage, but we the people are not going to allow that.
I think that the Federal Reserve is more like of a pet issue for libertarians who have the privilege to, you know, read and talk about that sort of thing. I'm here more for economic justice.
The Occupy movement is nothing if not diverse and tolerant of a wide range of political opinion.
And I think that the Zionist Jews who are running these big banks in our Federal Reserve, which is not run by the federal government, they need to be run out of this country.
Okay, that's not the best example.
Everyone's included, everyone's got a voice, everyone's important. It's not the individual, it's the collective.
There has to be a form of government or organizing ourselves in a way where we know that I could eat and I have food, but not at the cost of other like four or five people having food.
I think we can have more of a libertarian government system. I think less government is the answer.
The Occupy movement, with its focus on big banks and corporate bailouts, seems to share at least some concerns with the Tea Party. So is there any chance of an alliance? Again, it's complicated.
The Tea Party seems to be focused on things that, like for instance, you heard a lot of them say, you know, keep the government out of my Medicare. You know, they're not tuned in. They've been co-opted.
The Tea Party movement is talking about a whole different thing. They don't like government at all. We're the only ones here that are standing up to corporations.
Are those in some ways two sides of the same coin, though?
No, they're not, because if there would have been regulations in place for the invisible markets that came up in 2008, you know, with the collateralized loans and all of that, like there were no regulations about this at all.
I know a bit about the Tea Party and what they're doing, and I think these movements are related. They're both extreme. In that they are basically saying that we need to do away with the system. The system doesn't work.
So far, despite attempts by unions or politicians to latch onto the movement, it's stayed fiercely independent. And for better or worse, participants don't want that to change anytime soon for Occupy Los Angeles.
I am a little bit concerned about unions and their organization. I realize that they've joined this movement to a certain extent. I just hope that we do not allow them to use it for their gain.
We have to continue to be critical because there is that risk. There's always that risk of somebody else taking it, co-opting it, you know, and changing it.
The government is mommy and daddy, and you need to take a stand and see whether you're with mommy or daddy or you're an independent citizen.
So I don't mean to get too literal with it, but mommy and dad, mommy would be the Democrats, daddy would be the Republicans.
I'm sure people who understand what I'm saying will like read through the words. I'm just using symbols as a way of conveying a lot of truth.